We've been hearing in the last little while, Facebook's parent company Meta is expected to announce further job losses at its Irish operation later today. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar told the Dáil in the past hour that the number of redundancies would be significant. Our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan joins us with something more on this. The announcement due, I think, in the next hour or two, Brian, but every indication that it will be not dissimilar, maybe greater than the numbers that were announced by Meta as leaving the company earlier this year.
That's right, Brian. So just to fill you in, the staff are currently being informed right now. The company is due to make an announcement with the number at 2:30 this afternoon. We don't have the figure yet, but yes, indications are that it will be higher than the 300 redundancies that were announced at the Irish operation at the back end of last year in November. Now, it should be said, on a global level, this is not a new redundancy announcement. This was an announcement that was made in March by the Meta CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, when he announced 10,000 global job cuts. But it followed on from that November announcement of 11,000. It was the first tech company really to do this big second wave of redundancies. Now, at the time when Mark Zuckerberg announced this in March, he said it would be done in phases. Members of Meta's recruitment division, they went immediately. They were the first to be impacted back in March. And that didn't have a huge impact in Ireland. Around 50 roles went. Then last month, it moved to the technical groups within Meta. Again, not a huge impact in Ireland. Around 20 roles were lost last month. This month was always, unfortunately, going to be the bad one for the Irish operation because they were going to focus on what's called the business groups. So that's things like sales and marketing, a lot of which would be based in the Irish operation. And unfortunately, all the indications are is that it will be bad news for quite a number of Meta staff today in Ireland. As I say, that announcement due to come in the next hour.
And at this stage, what do we know of supports that might be in place to assist those who will be laid off, either from Meta itself or from state agencies?
So the government today very keen to stress that it will be ready to support those who do lose their jobs, also stressing that there are still a lot of opportunities in tech. Tech is the future. There's no denying that, you know, these people who lose their roles, a lot of them probably will be able to pick up other jobs, such as the scale of employment in tech, such as the type of growth that we're seeing. The Meta experience is quite specific to Meta. 2023 has been dubbed the year of efficiency by Mark Zuckerberg, the Meta CEO, and he spoke at the start of the year about flattening and removing layers of middle management and off technology roles and focusing more on the technology again, making his company a leaner, more tech-focused organization. As we know, Meta has been under pressure. Its profits have been under pressure, as all tech companies have. Meta wants to return to being this company that can create, that can innovate, and that can lead the way on things like the metaverse, this virtual reality world that Mark Zuckerberg is so focused on. And of course, AI, which we're hearing so much about of late, artificial intelligence. That's where his focus is. But unfortunately, it means removing roles from those areas, Brian, that would not be centrally focused on the technology side of things.
Brian O'Donovan, more no doubt from you in the course of the day, but for the moment, thank you very much for that.